Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How many times have you seen it? A big-name wrestler gets hacked. They're trying to sell PlayStations or something on their Twitter. They need that NordVPN.com/Fightful. Not just for that, but all their sensitive files, their storyline information, their pitches, their private documents. You want NordVPN.com/Fightful to protect you when you're on the road or when you're at home. When you're at home, you can put it on your router. It protects everything. You can put it on your phone, laptop, desktop, PC. But on the road, whether you're at the hotel connecting to that Wi-Fi, the airport connecting to that Wi-Fi, the event center even, you want to have some protection for your devices, and NordVPN.com/Fightful does that. In addition, you shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on that public Wi-Fi, secure every device you own, and add extra layers of security to your digital life, in addition to all the great features we tell you about all the time. They also have 24/7 support if you need that help. NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. It is January 29th, 2025. It's Royal Rumble week. In mere hours, I head to Indianapolis. I will be on the scene doing some 2K stuff, doing some media. I'll be at the show. We have Iridian and Phil hosting our post show here on Fightful. I will try my best to call in, but over on Fightful Select, which is now the best $6 a month in the business, or $64 a year in the business, this gentleman right over here will be hosting a post show as well. We've got a full slate of stuff. We're going to have Rumble scoops. I've got a primer for you guys. Like, I've had you all asking, well, could this person show up? Could that person show up? I just compiled a list of like 40 people and said, these people are in town. These people aren't in town. Here's what you got. But beyond that, Fightful Select will have, some names you guys have been asking about. We had a Wyatt update today. We had updates on Hobbs that we'll talk about here. But by God, more importantly, it's got this guy, Alex Pawlowski. But you're getting him for free right now on the post AEW Dynamite show. Alex, how you doing?
I was better before the show started. I'll talk about this briefly here at the top. If you haven't seen the YouTube, the close-up thing there with the Death Riders that's on, yes, AEW's YouTube, it is excellent. However, it is so much better if you didn't watch tonight's Dynamite, which belied all the things that they talked about in that, which just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in with this close-up thing on YouTube, and then they shoved me right back out with tonight's booking. So
we'll sort of tout some of the AEW-related scoops that FightfulSelect.com has had this week, including one tonight that I posted on the free tier for all you guys. We do have a free tier. You're able to see our headlines, see our free content as well. So make sure you guys subscribe to that. But we had reported recently the Guns were going to be coming back soon. We got a vignette for them. Austin had been sidelined with an injury. Colton was briefly considered to be Juice's fill-in. No disrespect to Colton. I think they went the right route there and added Commander. But Hobbs, so he posted a video, or he did a video saying that he wasn't traveled to clear. Little spoiler, he was there. They filmed this right before the show. Yeah. But it's not like a major injury or anything. It's a cut. And like, that's one of those things, you can't predict it. It happens. Right. And stitches just need a little bit of time to heal. But he was heavily figured in to elements of this show, as well as Collision that's being filmed. But that had to be changed. That's unfortunate, Alex. It's clear that they at least have some idea of doing some stuff with Hobbs and realize that he is useful at a top level.
The stuff that he was doing with Bill on Saturday was like, you have an opportunity to do a really amazing big man feud. something that could continue. Peter and the Chicken, as you often bring up. Big Bill and Hobbs both can talk. They're both big hosses in different ways, because Hobbs looks gigantic and then he stands next to Bill and he's got to crane his neck up to look at him, and you don't realize how tall Big Bill is, but he's also a meaty dude. That was awesome, the brawl they did. I'm glad that they want to continue more of that. I think you could do a lot of great stuff between the two of them. I'm sad we don't see what the plans were this week, but hopefully they can pick them right back up after he's cleared.
Another thing we had reported on Fightful Select was that Tony Khan had been a little more in the weeds with creative lately, which people involved in the restaurant industry quickly let me know. In the restaurant industry isn't a good thing, but it has a significantly different connotation specifically within wrestling because of that video that Vince did where he said, "Oh, I'm not going to be as in the weeds." And we know what in the weeds meant to him.
Can't get in the weeds anymore.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how that worked out tonight, because I know they did have to change a lot, but
yeah,
this show was, it was one of those bittersweet AEW shows in that there were a bunch of matches with really good in-ring work, of which none of the matches were in doubt. In fact, the one that was most in doubt was one that shouldn't have been in doubt, Jeff Jarrett versus Claudio. And still it didn't work out well, because you thought maybe they're going to give him that win. But, like, all due respect to Yuka Sakazaki, Brian Cage, A.R. Fox, who all had Wheeler Yuta, who all performed wonderfully this evening. Mm-hmm. Based on their previous booking, we knew there was no realistic chance they would win. And I feel like you should only have a couple of those per night. And people say, well, not everybody can get over. Well, but that's what you want. You want to create conflict in the way of this person can't lose and this person can't lose, but one of them's got to lose.
Right. When they did the Fatal 4-Way to determine who was going to face Mercedes, none of those women had won in months.
Yeah.
What's the criteria for putting them all in a Fatal 4-Way to be the number one contender to Mercedes? None of them have won in months, like, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But
I'll say this, Yuka had not won in months. In fact, I believe before that, her last match was a world title match that she lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she has been, like, supremely protected in AEW. Right.
True.
And I know that a lot of people, like, forget that. But, like, this woman rarely loses in AEW, and for good reason, because she is a major international star. But, like, she did beat, you know, on AEW TV last year, like Billy Starks, Emi Sakura, Serena Deeb, Trisha Dora. Like, she was getting a lot of wins, and, like, it's been that way ever since they brought her in. Like, she's largely won her matches. I remember way back in the day, she was beating Britt Baker on AEW TV, like, 5 years ago now, but still. I had no belief that she was going to win this match. Guys, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats, drop a fruit emoji, by God, if you're here. Leave a thumbs up on this video. If you're in the comments, please share your thoughts on tonight's show. We did have Will Ospreay defeating Brian Cage with a Styles Clash, by the way. Mm-hmm. They spent an awful lot of time, like, fighting up on the top rope, which normally I wouldn't like, but I think it was sort of reflective of the image that we saw last week of Kenny and Ospreay scaling that thing. Before we talk about Kenny, who did get attacked backstage, Will Ospreay's been getting over the Styles Clash as a finish, in addition to Hidden Blade, in addition to Stormbreaker, in addition to a Tiger Driver. This guy has, like, four or five finishing moves at this point, which I think works awfully well when you wrestle the type of style he does and you're doing a lot of false finishes.
In the modern, I mean, hell, even going back 25 years, video games, they always allowed people to have multiple finishers. But in real life, everybody's just got one. And I think that now in the modern era, like, only the top guys can have multiple finishers, because you don't have enough, whatever, experience points to put in there for the mid-carders. But Will Ospreay is absolutely a dude who should be able to finish anybody seven different ways, because he's that good of a wrestler. And I don't think I'm going to be able to land blank on this guy, so I've got this instead. That's all. Every wrestler should have at minimum two ways of finishing somebody. And we very rarely ever see that. And so this guy's got five or six. He's probably got a dozen, but he only uses five. I honestly liked it. I liked him doing the Styles Clash 2 Brian Cage. I thought this was a very good match that, you are right, was never in doubt. They did a thing right before the match where Don Callis said, "Hey, look up on the Tonytron," and it's Kenny Omega laid out. And then after he pins Brian Cage, they all get in and start beating him up. And who comes out to save him but Kenny Omega? So that's not a very consequential beatdown backstage if the guy can still come out and stop you from doing the thing you were trying to accomplish afterwards. That's just too bad.
Will Ospreay picks up the win here. Chi-Town Spur, actually, that super chat belongs nowhere near this segment. But Kenny and Ospreay are trying to fight off the heels, of which, again, there's speculation because of the AEW Collision segment, like who could the fifth person be? And, you know, a lot of people are saying, Trent, man, I think the fifth person in the Callis family should be Gabe Kidd. That's who I think it should be.
Amazing if it can be. If that's available, do that. Do all of that. That'd be great.
I would love that. I don't know that it's a realistic possibility, but yeah. A lot of people are asking about the status of an awful lot of New Japan stars. I haven't heard of like them nailing down a bunch of deals as of yet. Dante V sent in a Humper chat. I don't know if there's a message associated with it. I will check that myself, Dante, because I don't see one tied to it. But it's blank. But if you got something, pass it along to Luis and he'll take care of it. Oh, backstage. Hangman, was he looking for Swerve?
He was looking in Swerve's locker room.
Looking for Swerve, and then MJF bumps him. Yep. And I immediately love what's going on here. Because one, it's not Jeff Jarrett and MJF. Two, MJF is already doing that thing that heels are doing more than ever now, which is just making sense. Mm-hmm. Just being a little bit honest.
Yep.
And rightfully being upset because the wrestlers aren't necessarily hypocrites. The fans are hypocrites.
Yes, that's true.
Because Max is like, yeah, sure, who cares? Hangman does it. It's fine, but I do it. Everybody hates me. No big deal. Then he turns back around, and he's being interviewed. And I like that. Like, it, for so much in wrestling, it is what is the motivation? And I know that's very cliche among, like, actors and how they're perceived, but it is what is the motivation behind these people. And for MJF, like deep down, he loved being loved by that crowd. Like he really did. But he's such a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He can't keep himself for so long. Mm-hmm. I'm just very excited about the prospects of this. And I know I've went on a rant here, but MJF has had so many long-term feuds in AEW that there are a lot of these feuds that he hasn't even touched.
Right.
Like we saw him versus Kenny, but we didn't really see him and Kenny in a feud. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen him and Swerve in a long-term feud, him and Hangman in a long-term feud. So that's why when they went the Jarrett route, I was like, huh? But now that we're very clearly cooking with this Hangman thing, ooh, I'm so excited, Alex. No pun intended.
Yeah. when we were doing this thing where Hangman gets told by Christopher Daniels that, you know, you retired me, congratulations. And Hangman's reaction is not what we've been seeing from Hangman. He's introspective. He's like, I didn't mean to do that. Come on. And I said the long-term redemption has got to be Hangman trying to figure out a way to apologize to Swerve. And when I said long term, because that's the man he has wronged the most. Like,
yes,
I forgive you for doing what you did when you entered my house. I don't know if you'll be ever able to forgive me for what I did to yours. Obviously.
Yeah.
But I want you to know I'm trying to be the better man here. Like, I thought that might be a thing they tried to do in 2026, but maybe they just hit the fast forward button too many times and it went like 24 times speed. And they were like, after a week, he's trying to find Swerve to say he's sorry. I'm really excited about seeing MJF versus Hangman, because that's a brand new pairing with a lot of different kinds of... Sometimes the feud pairing works because the characters, you just want to know how they would work together oppositionally. Like, what's the angle for the feud going to be? And I'm very excited to see how that goes.
AEW is so top heavy, but rarely do they have like everybody on one of their shows. I would really love to just see some AEW shows that are just completely star-studded. They just throw everybody on there. And I would love to see that. Yeah. And this is one of those situations where, like, we missed Hangman for a number of months last year. We missed MJF for a number of months last year. It feels like the entire year we missed MJF because of filming and his absence at the start, but I'm very interested in what's going on here. And MJF says tonight his prediction won't be a prediction, it'll be a prophecy. And it does come true because Claudio defeats Jeff Jarrett. And among the things in this match I didn't expect to happen was Jeff Jarrett taking a giant swing. And things that I didn't need to see happen was Claudio needing help to beat Jeff Jarrett. Now, listen, Claudio is no spring chicken. He wrestles like he is a spring chicken.
He does.
Yes, he certainly does. And I have often said, Jeff Jarrett can still do everything that he did in 1989, which is accurate. He can. But looking at Claudio, you would never assume that man is 44 years old ever.
No, never, never. And there is a big deal, a bit like 13 years separate Claudio from Jeff Jarrett. And if it's, let's say 24 to 37 in wrestling years, that's not a lot, but 44 to 57, that's a big drop off. You can still be absolutely, like as we see with Claudio, basically in your prime at 44. But at 57, ain't nobody in their prime.
Yeah. And again, Jeff Jarrett does not look like he's 57 physically. But I did not need to see a situation in which Claudio needed help from Jon Moxley and Wheeler Yuta to defeat Jeff Jarrett. First off, why is Jon Moxley concerned about Jeff Jarrett? Like, what about him gives him cause for concern? Is he that? Maybe you all can explain it to us on TV. Is he so concerned that the motivation of which Jeff Jarrett carries is enough to push him over the top and cost him the championship? Because I don't think so. Like, I just don't buy it. And again, I am far more forgiving of the Jeff Jarrett booking than many, because of the reasons I have mentioned, but this, I don't understand it. I don't get it. I didn't need it this way.
No, the thing that MJF says is that I offered you my help. I offered you my help to help you win the title. Yeah, I was doing it because I thought once you won the title, I could easily beat you for it. But I still offered you my help and you turned me down. You can't win a title without my help. So I would think that the best, because after the match, there's the whole thing with MJF, but he says, I told you so. And to me, the biggest thing that he could tell you so about is if you went out there with all of your motivation and I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it one last run at the title for old Double J. I'm gonna do it for my kids and my wife. I'm gonna do it for Owen Hart. All this motivation. And what does it get you? Gets you squashed like a bug by Claudio in 2 minutes. You don't got it no more. That's the thing. And the thing of it is that we watching it, like, okay, Claudio's toying with him now. And then when Wheeler Yuta comes out to have to help, I'm like, that's why does Wheeler Yuta have to help Claudio beat Jeff Jarrett? Why is Jeff Jarrett sinking in a way better sharpshooter, way more effective sharpshooter than Claudio is? Why is that booked into the match? Why is it booked into the match that you have to have John Moxley come out? Well, first of all, Wheeler Yuta has to pass Claudio a chair. Claudio was going to take the easy way out and hit Jeff Jarrett with a chair to win. That's how concerned Claudio was that he wasn't going to be able to beat Jeff Jarrett. And then finally, Moxley himself, the world champion, has to come in and hit his finisher on a 57-year-old man to make sure that 57-year-old man doesn't beat his hand-picked bodyguard. A guy he said in this amazing, it really was. It was so amazing before they belied all of it tonight. That's that close up that thing on YouTube where he says, "This man, I would trust him with my life. He's made out of granite. You can't possibly hurt this man." But he has to save that man from Jeff Jarrett to protect his precious title that he keeps in a briefcase. Like, all of that is so terrible. Considering that later in the night, they didn't think they needed to help Wheeler Yuta beat Jay White. They just sent Wheeler Yuta out there by himself thinking, oh, he's got Jay White, no problem. But the guy you do have to help is Claudio to beat 57-year-old Jeff Jarrett. Come on.
And MJF cracks him after the match, by the way, with the Dynamite Diamond Ring. To play devil's advocate on the sharpshooter thing, you could argue that Owen taught him the move. Okay. I would buy that. Other than that, I'm good. No notes other than Jeff Jarrett took one of the worst Gotch style neutralizers I've seen. That was a rough one. Jambeard says, I would like to think it was John Moxley making sure Double J's old carny entertainer act was nowhere near his world title, but otherwise no clue. I would love if he said that. Jambeard, I agree.
Too. Me too.
I don't want some Nashville carny holding this title belt. Like, I don't want it. Like,
yeah.
We saw what happened when he's been world champion in the past, type of things.
Right. Yeah.
Companies go away and become less relevant, and I'm here to help things, not hurt things.
Yeah.
That would go a long way. Get in your super chats. Get in your Humper Chats. Jambeard sends a very generous one. It's $20 Canadian, which is about $3 US. Mm-hmm. Says, question for you, Sean. When a wrestler who is signed to a multi-year deal gets released with years left, and they sign with a new company, is it similar to pro athletes getting paid by two teams, or how does that work? No, it's not. So, for example, let's say LeBron James, just for the sake of saying it, has 5 years left on his Lakers deal, and they cut him right now. They've got to pay that out. That's a guaranteed deal. In the NFL, it's a little bit different. There's guaranteed, non-guaranteed money. But he can go sign somewhere else, and usually, if it's the max deal or something, they'll allow him to negotiate a new deal. Sometimes they'll sign for the league minimum. In the NFL, basically, whatever the new team signs them for is deducted from what the old team has to pay. In pro wrestling, it is an independent contract. So effectively what will usually happen is they will release the person and they'll say, well, we're not going to pay out this contract, but we got you for about 90 days. It's what WWE does. 30 days if you're in NXT. And then after that period, they are free to go wherever they want. Now, there are some employee situations that I have heard of where WWE has fired an employee and then like a TNA or an AEW hire them, but they're still getting their WWE severance during that stage. I have heard of that happening, but not with the talent element of it. Chi-Town Spurs says, losing Rampage has really hurt the women's division. Feels like they were able to use that time to build up challengers. They need more time. I would utilize that time on Collision. They have the roster. That's why I say, like, you've got these people. Just use them. Put them on TV. Do that type of stuff.
Yeah.
I know they loved AEW Dark, but also they're really liking how they're able to tape these shows, get in, get out, and you're not seeing tired crowds anymore. You're seeing livelier Ring of Honor crowds as a result of this. But Rampage definitely did get hurt by it. But also, like, look at this past week, for example. They put a major angle on Collision, and you got people saying, Well, why would they do that on Collision? Well, because they want you to watch Collision. They want you to tune into Collision. They didn't get paid $180 million for Dynamite and then like $40 million for Collision.
Right.
AEW, despite the fact that a lot of you do not watch it, is being paid for both of these as a part of a deal. Now, Alex, I don't know if you remember this, but before Fightful, I covered SmackDown for Wrestling Inc. The number of shitty, like, Sheamus and Jon Moxley or Dean Ambrose rematches I watched, not them specifically, but I just remember they were workhorses on there. And whatever match they had on Monday, they were probably having to get on Friday, and it would never be mentioned again. It was bad. Yeah. I don't want Collision to be that. So I'm glad they go about it the way that they have been.
For sure.
Ego Death Metal says, is TK really back in the weeds? That's the word internally. And he says, AEW was best when he took over booking. So I can tell you guys, I remember they started off so hot, right, in 2019. And then within a few months, he was delegating a lot. And then his New Year's resolution was, I'm going to really take over creative. And it got much better. It did. I know that once football season was kind of wrapped up for him, that's when he was able to do that. As somebody said, why did he leave the weeds? That's why, football season. How many cooks are in the kitchen? Tony has final say over everything. In fact, I have heard of some things, including this Jeff Jarrett angle, that Jeff probably expected was going to go much longer. Well, no, because Tony was not the one that signed off on that. There are other writers that are associated with this stuff. You got your QT helps out, Sanjay helps out, Jen Pepperman, RJ City, Will Washington, obviously. How many are active wrestlers he wants to keep happy? Well, I mean, you don't want anybody to be unhappy, but you're always going to deal with egos and stuff like that.
Sure.
But, if I were Tony, and I'm not, I would absolutely make sure everybody knew who was working for who there.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is important. And that's why things like what we saw with Corey Graves speaking out is so rare at WWE. Everybody knows who's working for who there.
Yeah.
Tim Traver from the Diecast Collective says, hi, Sean and Alex. Want to drop by and say hi. Keep up the amazing work. Got a lot of stuff on both my YouTube channels. Check that out. If you guys have ever been interested in like diecast cars and stuff, our dude Tim Traver does really, really well with those. We love that dude. I'll tell you what else does really, really well, Alex.
What's that?
Well, if I can find it on here. Oh, pube trimmers.
Manscaped.com and the code FIGHTFUL. They have a monopoly on the bathroom. Let's be real. When they start selling wipes, it's over for everybody. What don't they have at Manscaped? It starts off, you know, with your body parts, your balls and your butt. But it's a lot more than that. They got everything in the bathroom. From the shower with body wash and shampoo and body buffers, to the beard. They have a phenomenal beard trimmer. They have beard combs, beard oil, beard conditioner, all that good stuff. And for your nether regions as well. They have a variety of packages that you can try out, from ones that go from the bathroom to your body to your hair. It doesn't really matter. They've got you covered. They've got a little something for everybody. If you're on the go, they have the go bag as well. They've got travel options. Manscaped.com and the code FIGHTFUL. You're always going to find a great deal when you use that code at Manscaped.
Check it out, guys. Manscaped.com and the code FIGHTFUL. We had Ricochet defeating AR Fox. Man, like, for a guy that is like never on Dynamite except for this feud, he got the crowd going, did AR Fox. And I actually like his integration into this. I wish they would have told the story of his involvement with Ricochet a little bit more, but he has history with Ricochet, history with Swerve. We saw Swerve and AR Fox like join hands last week to squash their beef. You saw that Swerve cared about this man, and they went out and had an absolute hamper, Alex.
They did. It is a credit to my particular brand of mental illness that I was so upset about the Jeff Jarrett and then the Wheeler Yuta versus Jay White thing that I forgot this match happened until you mentioned it. And while I was watching it, I loved every second of it.
Oh, it's so good.
It was so good. And it reminded me so much of watching these guys, you know, 11 years ago.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bring it up in Lucha Underground, and saying, man, these guys have such great chemistry, and we get it with nothing's changed. They still have amazing chemistry, and I really love this. AR Fox is just, he does some stuff that nobody else does. That like sometimes you'll see like a lot of people do the same, there's a suite of transitional moves, stuff that guys do in matches when they're the same type of wrestler. Nobody's doing AR Fox. AR Fox is doing stuff nobody else is doing. And I really love watching his matches. And Ricochet got to look great here in selling and in being vicious. This was excellent. It helped push everything along. Him hitting a whole bunch of big time moves to put him away for good, with each one more vicious than the last. Great stuff. And then Swerve shows up. Nobody could find Swerve, but we found him. He was under the ring, I guess. And the thing coming down to Ricochet taking AR Fox hostage with the scissors.
The golden scissors.
He's got the golden scissors pressed up to his jugular vein. And he's like, if you do the swerve stomp to me, you're doing the swerve stomp to your boy too. And my hand might just slip. Who knows? It was great.
I want to shout out Lyric at Lyric Wrestling, who has appeared on Fightful a number of times. She mentioned the interesting rebranding of scissors on AEW TV from something that was joyous and celebrated. And
the acclaimed have never been more dead than now. Yeah. Scissoring is scissoring has a whole different meaning now.
And now the scissors, the graphical use of them means something so much different, so much more violent, so much more vicious. I mean, to the point to where Ricochet is like threatening to murder people.
Yes.
For the love of God. I thought this was great. The Ricochet turn has been phenomenal. We had somebody that had sent a chat asking who had been behind this. Well, big shocker. It's our dude, Will Washington, was behind this turn. Great. So there you go. Listen, another one for the good guys there. We have the Learning Tree segment. And then we get Learning Tree versus Outrunners announced for Collision, just for Alex.
Yep. I have already not watched that match. I have gone ahead in time and not watched the match.
Listen, Brian Keith was amazing here.
Brian Keith was very good. just yelling Mandela effect into the microphone. That's all we need.
Because Chris Jericho says, you claim you've been around since the 80s, but I've never seen you on TV anywhere. Mm-hmm. That was phenomenal. And yep. Jam Beard says the eventual face turn on Big Bill that he has on Jericho, I hope would lead to at least a one-off match of Jericho and Brian Keith versus Big Bill and Enzo. I know that at one point AEW at least tested the waters of Enzo and they decided against it. I don't know why, but this was years ago. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that Big Bill turn is going to be good. Going to be good. For the Outrunners though, man, like I don't know when it will be time, but FTR and the Outrunners need to have a really good, like violent feud because mm-hmm. You know, FTR have, they really just love wrestling like a lot. And sometimes they get picked on social media for it. But I'm like, man, like one day they're just going to snap on these two guys. And they're going to be like, we give everything to you guys. We've given you guys all-time classic matches. And all you all care about about is this fucking meme team. Mm-hmm. Like, and then we see the Outrunners get a little more serious too. Like, I think it can bring out the best in all of them.
I would certainly hope so. The Outrunners are they're a couple of goofballs, which has its place in wrestling. It's just mm-hmm. when they were so close to being pushed toward the titles, that was because that's not if you brand yourself
pitched I know, to win the titles, buddy.
When you as a company, when you brand yourself as where the breast, not that
whoa. Thing,
that's when Harley Cameron has a match. We're the best wrestle. You can't then push the goofball meme team to the tag team championships when you have all these other people who are, because I think they must have more in the tank than worked Hogan punches to the forehead and body slams, because that's all they do. And which again has a place in wrestling, just not at the top of a place that says we are where the best wrestle.
Sure. Love for Boost brings up Ricochet teased the people's elbow. I like him turning heel.
He turned the best. Into Ricochet. He turned into Ricochet. Huh? Huh?
Oh, Alex, I know you don't watch The Hump on Wednesdays, but we did a show. The Hump, which aired today. By the way, wonderful stuff on our YouTube this week. Let me get quick plugs. PCO interview. He talks about why he smashed the title. Francine for almost an hour. I got Eric Bischoff next week. And it's honestly got some good stuff in it. But Jimmy last week, he goes, you know, I compare Harley Cameron as like AEW's Rock. We're like, all right, Jimmy, no, but okay. And he's like, well, it's because she's multi-talented. She can sing, she can act, she's funny, she can wrestle. And I was like, yeah, I get it, but somebody else, maybe. Maybe. So, but perhaps, like, just another name.
Okay.
But we did, like, I was like, well, Jimmy, I've acted. I've done voiceover work. I've wrestled. I've sang on the Fightful mixtape before. Does that make me? Mm-hmm. Fightful's Rock? Would that make me the final Ross?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that me?
Yes.
I don't think so. I don't think so. But I guess we'll see. Pavement Cut Your Hair says, hypothetical class 5-6 first year AEW Hall of Fame. Brody immediately. They will put Brody in first class without a doubt.
100%. Yeah, Mr. Brody Lee, 100%.
Chris Jericho would probably be a first one.
Yeah, yeah.
I would imagine SCU. They'd probably ask Kazarian and Daniels to come in for some capacity there, because, I mean, Kazarian's nowhere near done. But, you know, Kazarian and Scorpio Sky were the first tag team champions, and you got to put in a team of some sort.
Yeah.
Sting. I think Sting would be a headliner and Jericho would be a headliner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they would do a 5 or 6 class. I think it'd be maybe 2 or 3 like TNA does.
Yeah.
But on the women's end, they would probably induct somebody like a legend that had done a couple things or something mm-hmm. like that. But
yeah,
I think that it'd probably be about 3 or 4. I think 5 or 6 is... Yeah, and they'd probably add the ROH inductees, as Luis mentions. So maybe like the ROH AEW Hall of Fame. Wasn't CM Punk technically in that? Was I wrong in that? Or was that the Indie Hall of Fame?
Maybe.
Let me see. The ROH Hall of Fame. Brian Danielson, Joe Punk. Punk.
Sue. You got to put Sue. Yes. You got to put, and her bust has to be of her driving the van.
Oh my
God. In the Hall of Fame.
Stop talking about Sue's bust.
I know. I'm sorry. It was where the breast wrestle. I'm sorry.
Jay White defeated Wheeler Yuta thanks to Rated FTR. We get it announced that Mox and Yuta versus FTR will take place in a Mid-South street fight on Collision. Jay White goes to hit Yuta with a number of Blade Runners after the match. Yep. He is in full-on babyface mode, which is interesting ahead of the Guns return, which seems like a very babyface-ish vignette.
Yeah.
Interesting. But Jay White defeated Wheeler Yuta. You did not seem pleased with how this unfolded, though.
No, no. The match was great, but if you compare the way that that was booked to the way that they showed so much concern that Jeff Jarrett might beat Claudio, but had no, didn't care at all that Wheeler Yuta wasn't going to be. And I get it because the title shot was on the line, but the way that everyone in AEW talks about Claudio tonight, MJF used the old line from a Kevin Owens promo. He's half man, half horse.
It was, you know what I mean? It was very funny. Yes.
It was great. Everyone talks up Claudio as being this mountain nobody can climb. And then you hold him out there and struggle mightily with Jeff Jarrett, at least according to the commentators and the way the match was booked, and having to bring in a whole bunch of people to try and help him beat Jeff Jarrett. And then Moxley has to hit his thing on Jeff Jarrett because he is concerned with Jeff Jarrett. But they just sent out Wheeler Yuta to just threw him to the lamb to the slaughter with Jay White. And Jay White won, which is good. And then they attacked him afterwards. And I don't know. That was, I liked the match a lot. It was, both guys are great wrestlers. A lot of really, really good stuff here. When you compare who Jon Moxley is concerned about potentially losing his title to, it didn't ring true for me.
Maddie Nice says, honestly, I love AEW. I'll never hate Mox or the Riders. The Guns are coming home. Hangers is looking for peace. And I have a crazy theory that Ospreay is using the Clash to eventually do an AJ feud. Listen, I am very much like AEW doesn't need many older, doesn't need more older people, but AJ, come on. I mean, come on.
For a little bit. Just for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, not
like. And AJ has never indicated that he's wanted to leave WWE is the thing. Like even said, he said that his contract before this one was his last one.
Right.
But I feel like AJ is in many ways a huge reason that AEW exists because of a style of which he helped popularize in the 2000s. Right. Like he was so good that TNA pretty immediately was like, yeah, this guy's special. We've got to help build our company around him. And it worked really, really well and inspired an entire generation of fans. Jambeard says, an AEW Hall of Fame would also add guys from Mexico and Japan. Possibly, possibly. If they did like some all-encompassing Hall of Fame, possibly. By the way, Roosh came back on tonight, on tonight's tapings. Daniel Garcia versus Kyle O'Reilly versus Lee Moriarty for the TNT title on Collision. That is going to hump.
That's gonna be great.
Tony Storm will speak as well. And Hook and Samoa Joe against the Patriarchy, which is an interesting one there. But we got the Gun Club vignette, the Takeshita vignette, Hurt Syndicate vignette. Anything stand out to you on these, Alex?
Did they straight up name drop Josh Alexander? Like that was interesting. Just a little thing there, but with the Takeshita versus him and MLP, Hurt Syndicate saying that they will fight anybody. Good. That's the kind of team that should be like, we will take on all comers. If you would like a match with us, we will gladly kick your ass. Like that. That is the perfect thing to be doing with them. I can already think of a whole bunch of teams that I would like to see step up to the plate. We'll see where that goes. There was also some little brief promo time for the Vendetta, who say that they are.
We'll talk about that.
Okay, good.
And yes, Josh Alexander was mentioned as one of Takeshita's victims as he faced him at Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling. But listen, don't be a victim of your own sleep schedule. HelixSleep.com/Fightful. Right now, you can get 20% off site-wide, plus two free pillows with any mattress order at HelixSleep.com Fightful.com/Fightful. They've got a 100-night sleep trial, a 10 to 15-year warranty, and it's shipped and delivered within the U.S. Free shipping. And again, if for some reason you don't like it, they will come pick it up for you. I've often mentioned how before Helix, I was sleeping on a slab of memory foam that I bought online, and I was like, oh, I got a great deal here. And I just wasn't getting a good quality of sleep, especially as compared to Helix. So I looked online. It was during the pandemic. I looked for the highest rated mattress. I came across all these reviews from like Wired and GQ magazine about Helix. I ordered one and I liked it so much that I hit them up and I was like, I would love to work with you guys. I showed them the data that I got from my Samsung watch at the time and about how my sleep had improved. And they said, let's do business. Let's hook your people up with some great deals. And now you can at helixsleep.com/Fightful. They've got all kinds of great offers there that you all should be checking out. But this was such an upgrade from my old mattress, so much so that I bought a second one as well for my guest room, because when people are coming over and staying, I want to make sure that they've got a good night's sleep as well. helixsleep.com/Fightful. Make sure you guys check this out. This was one of the biggest changes for me possible. Because listen, there are some nights when I don't get the opportunity to go to bed with an 8-hour window. So I want to make sure that I maximize my sleep, and Helix Sleep helps me out. I can tell you this, when I was in Las Vegas last week in a very nice hotel, I was like, man, I miss being in my own bed, miss being on my own mattress. helixsleep.com/Fightful. Tom LaValle says, I acknowledge the final, Ross. We the fives. Wait, sixes. Listen, you can... Never mind. I'm not going to do that ad read. Mariah May speaks. Mariah May, who said that she wanted more promo time, has got more promo time.
Good for her.
And she's doing really well with it, Alex.
Mm-hmm. She is.
How'd you feel about this?
I did love, like, Toni Storm isn't real. She's not real. She yanks the microphone away. It's good stuff. But like, if you're going to show that, show them the other stuff about her. Show when she was bloodied and crying at my hands. So show when she lost her mind after I beat her in Wembley. Show her slinking out of Japan and England because I forced her out because she couldn't measure up to me. Good stuff. Really good stuff. I again, I'm very interested in seeing the new levels of what Timeless Toni Storm is. She's going to get some time on Collision, so that should be really interesting. But this is the thing. I think that we all circled the date of when the rematch was going to happen in Australia after Mariah beat Toni for the title in Wembley. And so we all knew this was going to happen, and they did a pretty good job of keeping Toni away entirely. And then this new thing of like the Toni, just, you have amnesia, what's going on thing. And the probably just about the exact right time for her to reveal that it was an act the whole time, and the perfect way of doing so, incredibly acted. This has actually been really, really good with the timing of all this.
The Vendetta call out Harley Cameron because Deonna felt like she should have been the one that challenged Mercedes tonight, which I like that. That makes an awful lot of sense when a person who feels like they should have won the match calls out a person that they feel like cost them that match within the concept of a four-way. Mm-hmm. So it's funny because I covered the Deonna thing from Full Gear, and people are going to go, well, what do you mean? FightfulSelect.com has it, but it's very funny how it gets like re-aggregated all the time, because people will constantly ask me, why aren't they using so-and-so more? And it's happened like three times, to the point where I've been like, hey guys, this isn't like a new situation. Because people say, oh, well, how does Deonna feel about so-and-so? Well, she was not happy that her program got abruptly cut short ahead of her hometown show, and then you know, the plans changed for that.
Yep.
And she was very vocal to management about it. And since then, I got to say, they featured her pretty regularly on TV. You can say that she hasn't been used to the level of which she could be or whatever, but like, this wasn't a new situation, but sometimes I'll get asked about it and I'll answer it on a Q&A or our Fightful Select answers things. And people will act like it's brand new, even though I will specify this happened at Full Gear. We have reported it multiple times before. Right now, I do not believe Deonna is going backstage and like going, what the hell? What's going on here? She's showing up and doing her job.
Right. I love the idea of Harley Cameron somehow getting that match versus Mercedes by having to go through Taya and Deonna. Yes. I think those are two great women for her to go through. I think the matches will be a lot of fun. And I think that I am most excited for the potential of Harley Cameron as a mega baby face in Australia up against Mercedes. Like, Harley has improved immeasurably over the past year.
Yeah.
But you know, there's another level that Mercedes Moné can get her to in that match. I think that there will be times where we'll be caught up in the crowd's reaction and think, oh my God, they're going to do it. Because it's because Harley will get to that point. I can't wait to see that match. I'm very, very excited to see Harley Cameron in Australia versus Mercedes Moné. That could be a really, really fun time.
And I remember last year when you and I were a little bit surprised that she was getting thrown into the fire as much as she was, and she delivered. She has yet to have a situation of which she doesn't deliver. Absolutely. She is, I would say, sort of like a Trish Stratus these days, where like, she didn't come from wrestling. She decided to do it. She was multi-talented, and then they put her in these spots, and she's worked so well at them. Like, she's done incredibly well.
Yeah.
Mercedes Moné, listen, this fantastic match, as one would expect. No doubt of who would win it. This Mercedes that we have seen over the last number of months is certainly the Mercedes they signed. This is the one that they wanted when they signed her. And you got to believe that AEW hopes that Mercedes' mere presence will be enough to draw some fans. And I'll tell you, I saw some of the Sasha crew live tweeting about this that you never see tweeting about any other wrestling, period. Yeah. Fangirling out over this, which is obviously what AEW wants, in addition to the fact that she's a phenomenal performer. El Jefe says the main event made me feel bad for Yuka. It didn't make me feel bad for Yuka. She wins all the time. She got a main event on Dynamite. It's just, I didn't believe she was going to win. That's all. Phenomenal performances from both,
though. Yeah. As soon as when she won the Fatal 4-Way, everybody knew that Yuka versus Mercedes was going to be a great match, and it was. We all knew that Yuka was never going to beat Mercedes. Sometimes that happens. It shouldn't happen exclusively in your matches on a show. Any show that has exclusively, we know what's going to happen matches, that kind of brings the whole feeling down overall. But this was excellent. And I think a lot of, because you had said in your report that they were planning on doing something with Hobbs, which would require him to not get open stitches on himself. Yes. So something was going to happen with Hobbs. So once they took him off, do you know if they replaced it with anything, or was taking him off now? Okay, we're going to do recaps of stuff that happened tonight, which is not a thing they normally do. And then a bunch of these little vignettes, which they were fine, but there was like, was there 12 to 15 minutes between the end of the Wheeler Yuta?
Felt like it.
And it was then the main event?
Very WWE pilled in that sense, yes.
Especially because this is something that I'm going to keep banging the drum for it, because I do think that this women's division is incredibly talented. Two matches for the women on a Dynamite. I mean, you could slot some things around in different orders or whatever, but even if it's Megan Bain coming out and ruining some chick's Christmas, like,
she's getting a squash, by the way, on Collision.
So like, they're doing something on Collision. Good. But like, you could figure out other things to do with that time other than, hey, here's some stuff that happened earlier tonight, which I never want to see in my wrestling.
Which, you know, at least makes me happy that on Collision we're getting Megan Bain in a squash and it looks like Deanna and Harley.
Great.
So good. We got, by the way, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats, guys. We are heading down the home stretch. A reminder, WWE Royal Rumble coverage all week long. Here's a fun one for you guys. I did three features called Inside the Royal Rumble. I think it was 2021. It was 21, 22, and 23. It's a gathering of Royal Rumble stories that I talked to Bret Hart, Triple H, Kurt Angle, a ton of people about. And then the third year, I just talked about what a mess it was behind the scenes for 2022. Mm-hmm. I've got a full-on three and a half hour, like, storytelling adventure on our YouTube. Search it up. It's well worth checking out. And check out the most recent video we've done, but the history of New Japan's Exodus in 2016 video. It's called Fightful Presents. We've got a new one coming up about the history of Tribute to the Troops as well. We're looking to really get into that world. So show it some love here on YouTube. They always do well on Twitter, but I want them to do well on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
Ian Simmons says, I loved watching Ricochet and Mercedes find their footing after people wrote them off hard. Really have been enjoying Ricochet becoming confident with promos. Well, listen, we know why people wrote them off hard, and it's because of the company that they left.
Sure.
And because there's a lot of toxicity in wrestling. When somebody leaves AEW or somebody leaves WWE, there are these weird people that act. I was going to say they act like it's a sports team, but like, I can't imagine like hating somebody that leaves the Bengals. Carson Palmer tried to undermine our entire franchise, and I couldn't even hate him.
I mean, you couldn't, but I know a lot of sports fans who really hate the dudes who leave the free agency. Yeah.
But that's weird.
It is weird. It's still weird.
Rafael Garcia says, while watching the main event, looking over the roster page, I wonder if Mercedes is still with AEW. If so, is she injured? If she's still on the roster page, she's still technically under contract, and I will look.
Martinez, I miss her, man.
Yeah, she has. I know that she hasn't been backstage or anything of late, and I know she hadn't done like a ton of indies in 2024. As my cat is at the door, but I believe she's still under contract. Yeah, she is still under contract, and yeah, she hasn't really wrestled in AEW or ROH since like April of last year, and she didn't do a lot of indies. Thomas says, I think it'd be cool if AEW did something like Observer does or what Real Sports do for their Hall of Fames. Let select people in the industry vote it. Maybe Sean could vote on AEW Hall of Fame. Boy, that is setting me up for people to be like, why would they let that Mark vote? Bah, 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 bah. All that stuff.
Just like the baseball writers vote for the MLB Hall of Fame.
What could go wrong?
Wrestling podcasters wrote for the Wrestling Hall of Fame. It'll be fine.
It's the headline. 98 out of 99 voters voted in Chris Jericho. Who's the one? And Alex is.
I do have incredibly high standards, though. Anyone who has ever used steroids is not getting my vote.
Marco Stunt's getting the vote, which it's fine. I did a skit ahead of the Shaza match where I tried to hit him up for steroids.
Yes.
So, oh man, Alex, tell the people what you got going on. Obviously, FightfulSelect.com has a big week.
Yeah, we're doing we do a watch along of the final hour of SmackDown, as long as it's going for 3 hours now. While talking about the first 2 hours of SmackDown. That's usually a lot of fun. I end up probably getting done talking about the first 2 hours of SmackDown by the time the main event rolls around. So I just do live commentary and funny voices. And then we're going to do a review of the Rumble on Fightful Select, me and Kate. Those are usually a lot of fun because, I try and do a lot of analysis about, okay, who comes in where are the surprises? Who eliminates who? Do you think we're going to see a feud spin off of this elimination or that elimination? All kinds of stuff there. So that should be a lot of fun. Those are a lot of fun to do the Rumble reviews.
Guys, I want to say thank you all so much. Again, show us some love on Royal Rumble week. Iridian and Phil doing that post show. They always do incredible shows together, and I'm going to do my best to call in. I don't know if I'll be at the presser. I think I'll be at the presser. I might just be like, you know what? I think I'll just make the 3-hour trip home and get my ass on home. But I look forward to seeing and meeting some of you in Indianapolis. I will be out and around here and there. But guys, thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.